This episode of the National Trust podcast was made possible by Cotswold Outdoor, recommended outdoor retail partner for the National Trust. Welcome to the National Trust podcast. In the last episode, we explored the wet and flat landscape of Wickham Fen. It was fantastic to see how varied and vibrant this misunderstood and very ancient landscape can be. In this mini episode, we're going to be finding out more about the conic ponies that are used to graze the land here at Wickham Fen.
My name's David Fotherby. I'm a volunteer ranger here at Wickham. What we're going to do now, we're going to leave the public footpath. We are going actually through a gate and over a gate onto Verrill's Fen, and we're going to look for 11 horses, hopefully. There's lots of scrub and young trees, and if they want to hide, they hide. That's one that we've gone through. This one we go over. I can see some of the conics in the distance. I'm hoping, yes, I knew they would be up there. So shall we go up and meet them? About, I think, 20 years ago or more, it was just scrub, the whole lot. And the National Trust employed a number of people with chainsaws and started going through it. And then it was going to cost too much to have people doing it, and this is when they decided in the early 90s to introduce the grazing animals for conservation grazing. And I mean, as you see here, it's as though somebody's cut a lawn going along there. That's horses. They graze like lawnmowers. We just hope as we approach the horses don't all decide let's go somewhere else, because there will be no stopping them. As long as you're not stood in the way, it's quite nice to watch. One day, down on one of the meres, about 30 horses started to wade across the shallow mere. And it was just like you see the photographs of the Camargue horses. And then a couple of the young stallions started sort of play fighting. And I didn't have a camera. And they've never done that again. Hello, ponies. Hello, ponies. Now there you can see a conic pony. There, sort of that mousy dun colour. And if we got close enough, you could see that down the back, there's a black line. It goes all the way from the mane down to the base of the tail. And the manes they've got are pretty rough manes. They don't stand up as such. They do with the folds. The folds look fantastic. They look as though they've had a crew cut. But we can actually look at these and look for certain features, and these are named animals. We've got Foxy, we've got Fox, we've got Jarvik, we've got Starboy, we've got Randy somewhere. Hello, boys. Hello, ponies. I just watched as they moved off, and those were horses who were very relaxed. They were moving easily. And actually, after a while, you can pick a lot up just by, you know, just looking and almost putting your mind into neutral. You see, they're going into the woodland over there. And once they walk through that woodland, they virtually disappear. So what we're going to do, we're cutting round to where I've got a camera trap set up. It's looking out over water, and it's set so it'll only fire at night. Now, what am I hoping for? Absolute tops would be otter. We do get otters here, but to find signs of them is very difficult. So I honestly don't know. We could get there, and they could well be nothing. Thank you. this dike, there's a plank which is floating there. And about a third of the way down, there are some droppings. They look almost like little tablets. And those are water vole droppings. You never see water voles here. So what we've got to do is look for evidence. And what they like doing, for some strange reason, is getting out of the water and sitting on a plank like that and having a poo. So what I'm thinking we can actually do is get some little floating rafts and put them up here, and we can almost use them to monitor where the water voles are. We won't see them, but we will see the poo. We get obsessed with poo. We really do. This ditch here is fantastic over the season for dragonflies and for damselflies. So you see, these common darters, they are egg-laying. The male is still attached to the female. He's clasping her behind her head, and they're dipping to the water, and when they do, she lay an egg. There's now three pairs. In fact, when you start getting your eye in, there's about half a dozen. That puddle there that the darters were laying their eggs in is formed. This is where the horses and the cattle go across, and we've got that really super duper big puddle. Everybody thinks it's just the grazing, but it's all sorts of things. What we call poaching the land, where it begins to break it up and get waterlogged areas. That was where I thought there might be a camera trap. That's why that piece of wood is there. But I found a better piece of wood up here. Right, we've come up to this post, which has been here for years, and I've attached to it one of these camera traps. It's looking down at this dike, which I see as very much an experiment. It's the first time I've done this. This could be a pathway for water voles, for all sorts of things. Cut the fastening. We can have a look, because I have in here one iPad, one connector. No, you see, you could look at that and think, oh, what's that? But I don't think it is anything. That's a horse's bottom. I photographed a horse's bottom. So we have got one mammal. Nothing on the camera trap this time, but we live in hope. Okay, so that's our visit onto Verrills Fen. I mean, beautiful day, which makes everything better. You've seen the ponies. We've walked over the fen. You've seen what's here. We've seen dragonflies. We have seen water vole poo. Highlight of the day. And so this is fairly typical. Now, okay, we've been on part of the fen, which the public can't get on, but right along where we have been walking, at the other side of the dike is a public footpath with seats, and there's a big hide along at the end there where you can look over everything. And you can keep looking over here at what we've been looking at. And a lot of the things we've seen, which you couldn't see from that path, you can see in lots of places here on the fen. The thing is, look. Look all the time. See what's there. It's amazing what you can begin to pick out. Even water vole poo, if you know what you're looking for.
Thanks for listening to this mini episode of the National Trust podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the series, and please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I do hope you'll join me next time on our adventures. So until then, from me, Kate Martin, goodbye. This episode of the National Trust podcast was made possible by Cotswold Outdoor, recommended outdoor retail partner for the National Trust.